This week's Parshas, Parshas Acharemos. The Torah tells us that the Yom Kippur, the whole service of Yom Kippur, with the process of the special, the two Seirim, and the different Avodah, the whole process that's done for Yom Kippur, comes on the heels of the death of the sons of Aaron. Question is, what exactly did the sons of Aaron, Nadav and Avihu, what did they do wrong? So the Torah seems to tell us that they crossed over, they went over into a place that they weren't supposed to go into. The Chazal explained, the rabbis explained, perhaps they did other things that were incorrect. Some suggest that they brought in foreign fire, they brought the Ketores, they brought the incense, they weren't supposed to. Perhaps they entered in a state of drunkenness so that they were shasui ayayin, they had been drinking wine. The question really is there any, do we ever address this mistake or this sin that occurred? And so I heard it suggested that when it comes to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, on Saturday night, when we make Havdalah, but what do? We make it on wine, we bring besamim, which is like the incense, and we have a fire. And then we proclaim, we make a point of the distinction between the sanctity of Shabbos and the mundane, the lack of, or the mundaneness of the rest of the week. And so it's interesting, perhaps that's what we're doing. We're actually addressing this issue. That the problem was that that Nadav and Avihu crossed over a place that they shouldn't have crossed over into. And so our job is to, in terms of what means, when you have something that is holy, Kedusha is predicated on something being set aside. The idea that this is specifically for this purpose. Kedusha, for example, by a marriage, We're saying, I am dedicating myself to this relationship, to the exclusion of all others. And so that's Kiddusha, that's the sanctity of a marriage. And Kiddush, we're sanctifying the day specifically with, but just making, creating distinction. And so when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we're creating Havdalah, we're creating separation and distinction, we're highlighting that. And so therefore, what we're really in the sense doing is we're going back and addressing Nadav and Avihu's issue. And so we bring wine, we bring the incense, and we bring the fire. And as we go on in the parsha, we see that Yom Kippur is a special day because it's that one time a year where you have someone going into a place, the Kohen Gadol, the high priest, going into a place that normally is not accessible. And that highlights the sanctity of that place. That it's only a place that's accessed once a year, because that is the specificity and the distinction that that place has. And so too, at the end of the parasha, we see that again, we address this by relationships as well, that are relationships that are sanctified by the fact that they are distinct and different. And then there are those that are not to be accessed because they are off limits. And so when we come to this type of parsha, it is time. It's a time for us to consider, to think about, and to realize that there are things that there is distinction, that there are things that are okay, there are things that are unique, and we should celebrate those things, the distinction, the distinctiveness, the uniqueness of these different items. And in that way, that's how we elevate them. We elevate a Shabbos by making it different, making it, treating it as a unique day. We clearly do that on Yom Kippur, Shabbat, Shabbaton. It's the Shabbos of all Shabboses, because it's clearly a day that's treated extremely differently, and therefore it's elevated to that very holy, holy place. And so it should be that we should take this time and be able to tap into the sanctity of the special day, which is Shabbos, and to be able to create that distinction and realize how special it is, in special in terms of time, and therefore also to recognize that there are those types of other places in our lives that have that as well, within our special relationships and also with our relationship with Hashem. Wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos.